people that have defended your home against intruders. What is your story? When I was about 16 or so, my dad, brother and I were on the way home from church and saw that a truck we didn't recognize was parked in front of our house. We had a long driveway, so by the time we pulled up and parked, my dad had told my brother and I to stay in the car as he figured out what whoever it was wanted. When we got close enough, we noticed that the guy, a big dude in his 40s, easily 6 feet 6 inches with a giant beer belly, was hunched over by the front door. My dad is a teacher in a tiny town, so it wasn't a surprise that he recognized the guy. He called out, "Jared, is that you?" Jared turned, didn't acknowledge my dad at all, and hustled back to the passenger side of the mysterious truck, grasping his 10-gallon hat to his head the whole time. He threw himself in head first, and, his legs still dangling out the passenger door, yelled for the driver to go. They peeled out, and we were left staring after them, wildly confused. We noticed later that he'd been trying to unlock the door with a screwdriver, but only succeeded in scraping up the door frame before we caught him. The best part? The door was unlocked the entire time. A couple I know heard the glass on their door break and the wife ran to check it out. A guy had smashed his hand through and was trying to unlock the door. She screamed to her husband, "Get the gun." They didn't have a gun, but it scared the guy enough to run off, bleeding profusely. He ran a few doors down and asked for help. They offered to call an ambulance, and he was trying to talk them out of it, so they called the police. The guy got a friend to pick him up and take him to hospital in the next city over. Doctors then knew straight away that it was the guy the police were looking for, and he was arrested. When I was 17, I had a black powder rifle. I actually still have it. I was cleaning it in the basement, put it together, and took it upstairs for storage. While I was upstairs, I heard someone come in through the basement garage door. I thought it was my brother or mom coming home, but when I opened the door to the basement, I saw some random old guy coming up the steps. Edit, old in the context of how he looked to me at the age of 17. In hindsight, he was probably in his mid to late 40s, early 50s. I asked him what he wanted, and he asked if I was home alone. I grabbed my rifle, empty, and pointed it at him, telling him he needs to leave the way he came in. When he got back to the bottom of the stairs, he unlocked the door he came in through. It didn't register with me until later that he had locked the door behind him when he entered the house. I was 12 years old, hanging out with my dad watching a movie at around 1 a.m. All of a sudden, there is pounding on the door. My dad gets up and twists the knob. As soon as he does, the door flies open and a mountain of a man throws the door open. My dad is pretty big himself, but gets knocked to the floor, but happens to grab the guy's shirt on the way down. They start wrestling and fist fighting in the entrance of our doorway. Him standing at the top of the steps looking down and watching all of this in slow motion. My dad starts screaming to get his shotgun out of his closet. I run upstairs, grab the shotgun, run back to the top of the steps and pump around into the chamber. Immediately after hearing the sound, the guy tries to run away, but my dad holds him down on the ground. At this time, my neighbors had heard the yelling and scuffle and ran over. They call the police, while my dad is holding this guy against the ground, and me, a 12-year-old kid, aiming a shotgun at the back of this dude's head. The police end up coming with their guns drawn, and I put the shotgun on the sidewalk. The guy ends up getting arrested, and supposedly had just gotten out of jail for a strong-arm robbery and battery. I can't even imagine what would have happened if I had been alone, considering my dad has worked third shift my entire life, but it just happened on one of his nights off. My dad was literally a superhero to me after that day. Edit, so to address the question of why my dad answered the door at 1 a.m. This is because we live in a pretty safe area and we have neighbors who drop by sometimes. My dad had thought maybe a neighbor was drunk and wanted to come and visit. This happens from time to time. The last thing we ever would expect is someone to try and force their way in. Another note, I don't care about the correct way to say all of a sudden. So there's that. One morning when I was about 10 or 11, my mom and I were eating breakfast at our kitchen table, which was in direct view of the back door. All of a sudden, two guys show up and try to break open the back door. One of them was probably in his 40s or 50s and the other guy looked like he was in his 20s or 30s. Then they looked up and saw that someone was home, so they ran for it. We ran outside to try and get their license plate number, but by then they were already gone. I was 14 and home alone. We were living in a crappy part of nowhere in Knoxville, Tennessee at the time. Someone drove up and knocked on our sliding glass door. I was nervous, but I stayed silent. Then they tried to force the door open, but it was held shut with a pole, so they gave up and drove away. I figured that was the end of it. Shortly thereafter, they came back. I heard the sound of someone pressing against the exterior wall. It was them cutting the phone lines to our security system and the alarm speaker. By then I was on the phone with 911 informing them what was happening. Heavy thudding started to come from the front door as someone bashed it in, breaking the deadbolt. I was terrified and pleaded with 911 to please get someone out here right away. Whoever it was must have heard me talking on the phone, because they immediately left, although the front door was broken and wide open. It took the cops another 20 minutes to arrive. The person who broke in the door must have cut himself doing it, because our porch had droplets of blood on it. My dad screamed at me for not getting a license plate number while I cried. The people who broke in were never caught, and I've never felt safe anywhere since. I had nightmares for a long time. Edit. I want to say thank you to all the people who correctly pointed out that my father's an asshole. I know some people suggested that he was just acting out of fear and that maybe he wasn't so bad otherwise. Unfortunately, no, my dad is a horrible person. He's extremely abusive and his reaction to everything is screaming. He used to have our phone line tapped just so, if anyone said anything he didn't like, he could punish us later. I spent my entire childhood getting to hear about how I'm worthless and ugly and a waste of space. I moved away from him as soon as I could when I was 17. Growing up, there was a bad homeless and gang problem in my neighborhood, so many times my cousin and I had to use baseball bats, knives, and BB guns to scare off homeless people trying to break into people's houses. They would walk around and try to open car and house doors, break into windows, and do all kinds of crazy shit, and we would tell my little sister and brother to go inside. I have caught a few in my backyard a couple of times too. This my mother's little story of our drug addicted neighbor, so not me. My mother heard someone walking about upstairs and immediately she takes me and my brother out and puts us in the car. I was like three if that. Then she goes back in upstairs and finds the neighbor filling her pockets and generally browsing through her stuff like you would do at a mall. My mother then beats the shit out of her so badly that the junkie went to the police herself out of fear. No damage, no broken windows or doors, and nothing taken obviously. Just a lesson learned. Don't break into the home of an angry mother. My mom was outside mowing in the middle of the day, and I heard the phone ring. I ran downstairs to try to answer it, missed it, but then saw a tall man stand up in the back room out of the corner of my eye. I was a little kid, so don't ask me what I was thinking, but I went to guide him to that front door to get out of our house. My mom walks in from that back door, the guy runs up the stairs, and she immediately can tell from the look on my face that someone is inside. She grabbed a butcher knife and began chasing him around the house. The guy must have been high. He was so scared he was begging her not to hurt him. He ended up getting away, but not before my mom cut him, because she was trying to hold on to him until the police arrived. Whether or not this was an attempted murder is up for debate. It was 1 a.m. and I was home from college. My brother was a senior in high school asleep in his room, my mom in her bedroom. I heard the utility door to the back of the garage struggle to slowly open, so I assumed my brother was trying to sneak out. I texted him, got no response. I then heard the door shut. I left my bedroom and went to his to see if he had left, but he was asleep in his bed. I walked up to the bed and said, "Wake up, someone is in the house." It was weird, because I was the only one awake hearing these things and I didn't have much time to process it, but I just knew something was off. Then I went to my mom's bedroom and said, "Wake up, someone is in the house. Call the neighbors and 911. She freaked out, of course, and called. I grabbed a baseball bat I kept by my bed and went downstairs alone. Stupid as hell, but adrenaline I guess. I walked through our big house in the dark alone and heard tripping or shuffling coming from the room that leads to the garage. I was hitting the walls and doors yelling "Who is there?" as I got closer, in hopes of scaring whoever it was away. Once I was about 6 to 10 feet from the room, I slammed the bat on the door to the room, and yelled again for the person to leave. I heard a crash and the outside door slam. I flipped on the light and no one was there. I went back upstairs to my mom and brother. The police were on the way. When they arrived, they brought dogs, and also found prying marks on the outside door. A couple blocks down the road, my addict, schizophrenic dad was arrested, leaving the direction of our house and intoxicated. He has always owned weapons, and has left threatening messages for us before, but never anything like that. I have no proof it was him, and no proof he was coming to kill or hurt us, but I had a gut feeling immediately something very dark was in that house. There was a guy hanging around my apartment complex for at least 5 hours claiming to have been waiting for someone. At night, my husband went out to walk our dog, and I was in the bathroom. He realized he didn't lock the door, and remembered that guy, turned back after only a minute, and found the guy in the process of opening our door. My husband is 6 feet 4 and my dog is a 65 pound bull terrier. My husband started yelling, but what I saw scare the shit out of him the most was my dog trying to take him down. Never saw that guy again. Last year I was staying in a duplex in the shittiest part of town. I was home alone and someone knocked on the front door. I thought it was my husband coming home from work early, so I excitedly opened the door, only to see it was a man who I've never seen before. I closed the door halfway, and asked if I could help him. He didn't say anything, and barged in my living room. I ran to my bedroom, and tried to lock the door, but I wasn't fast or strong enough. He cornered me, and pulled out a knife, and told me not to move. He saw some money I had on my computer desk and grabbed that. I told him he could take whatever, but just hurry and leave. He just kept telling me to shut up. Finally, he held the knife to my neck, and told me he was going to have sex with me, and to get on my bed. I knew I wasn't strong enough to fight him off, so I tried to lighten the situation, by laughing and saying he didn't need the knife and I'd just do whatever he wanted. He kept saying, "Get on the bed," over and over. I got on the bed and he started to unbutton my pants. I was holding my hands up, to show I wasn't going to do anything. Then as he looked down, I reached for my doorbell, that was on my bedside table. I had just replaced the battery, and hadn't put it back outside yet, and pressed the button making the chime go off. He freaked out and ran outside. I immediately ran up, and locked my front door, and called 911 and my husband. I never got a good look at him as he was wearing a zipped up hoodie, and it was dark. Everything just happened so fast. There were no witnesses, and he was never caught. I still have trouble being home alone without having a panic attack, and I always lock my door, and have weapons hidden all over the house. I've moved since then to a much better area, so that's helped a bit. Not my home, but neighbor's property. Lived on the border between the hood and a college campus in a major Midwestern city. Gated apartment community. Supposedly upscale according to the brochure. Heard glass shatter outside, then again, etc. Walked outside, and see a car creeping between the parked cars in the lot and a guy going car to car ripping out the center consoles, and tossing them behind each car, near the creeping car. I have a very deep voice, so I yelled, "What the fuck do you think you're doing?" I see a couple guys pop out from behind the cars and run like hell to the creeper car, then scream out of the parking lot, right through the closed gate. Mission accomplished. Went around picking up people's stereos and consoles, and bringing them into my unit, then writing notes for each car with my phone number to return their belongings. Those assholes managed to hit 5 cars in that short amount of time. Police didn't even bother to come when I reported it. We can't send out a unit unless the owner of the property calls it in. WTF. I caught 4 very stupid teenagers going through my car in my driveway at 2 morning. What was stupid is I was looking right at them through my massive living room window with the light on. You'd have to be blind not to see me, but I guess they were too preoccupied with my personal property. So I grabbed the old break action 12 gauge I hung on the wall as a decoration. I didn't even have shells for it, let alone would I have ever shot it. I then ran out my front door, and began yelling like a madman in my pajamas, waving this old gun in the air. They dropped everything, and ran like hell. I defended my property, but in reality I should have just called the cops. I was lucky they didn't have a weapon. 4 years ago, I got in an argument at a party that escalated into a minor fight. The other guy was an old friend who had recently moved back to town after living elsewhere for a decade. After the scuffle, we made up, hung out for another hour or so, and I walked him most of the way to his house. Mine was only 3 blocks away from his. Woke up in a dead panic a couple hours later to the sound of glass breaking. Someone was battering my garage door trying to get through, and not being quiet about it. I called 911, explained my situation, and posted up next to my living room door with a baseball bat. I left the phone on the ground still on the line with emergency. The intruder made it through the last door and I attacked with the bat. Connected about 5 or 6 solid hits to the head, and 1 to the ribs before the intruder collapsed. Turned on the light and I recognize this person. It's the wife of the guy I fought with the evening before. She had a weapon on her too. Police came, ambulance took her away, and everyone left after a few hours. It was awful. She admitted to trying to attack me in my sleep to the police. I declined to press charges after speaking with her husband, so long as she got adequate psychological help. She spent 2 months in ICU, but ultimately pulled through. She's been nothing but a nightmare to everyone I know since then. Edit for all these questions. I didn't press charges because I was really hungover and confused, was not completely aware that she was coming to hurt/kill me, and I did not know she had a weapon with her at the time. I only saw a picture of the weapon a few months later. Also, the night before, I threw the first punch and this guy was kind enough not to call the cops on me, so I felt like I owed him. When the police spoke to her, it was a few weeks after the incident, after she awoke from a coma. It wasn't a formal request by the police. They were questioning me about the whole thing, and I said I wanted to speak to her husband before pursuing charges. I spoke with him a little while later, and he begged me not to, so I didn't. He painted her as having a serious drinking problem which caused her to do this. Everyone involved, including myself, was extremely drunk or hungover during the whole incident. One of my first apartments was on the ground level, with a patio off the living room that I lived in with my, now ex-boyfriend, T. T had a full-time job and fairly good income at 21 years old, had a lot of somewhat expensive toys and some shady friends. He would often go out of state to visit family and friends on the weekend and I would stay behind to work. One weekend night, when T was out of town, one of his friends I had only met a few times knocked on our patio door. He seemed really scattered, was looking for T, and trying to see past me into the apartment, but since T wasn't home, and I didn't know him very well, I wouldn't let him in, and he eventually left. A couple nights later, T and I were in the living playing video games, and heard a knock on the patio door. It was the same friend, but this time he brought someone with. Both were dressed in hoodies with bandanas covering their faces, and were carrying large bags. They demanded the video game consoles and a few other things, but when T refused they started fighting. I grabbed my phone, and tried to run for the hallway, but the friend chased me and grabbed me. He got my phone, but I was able to elbow him, and kick him to get away, and ran into the hall, and started yelling for help. One of my neighbors called the police. I'm still not sure exactly what happened while I was in the hall, but either two guys didn't actually get anything, but they did smash the TV before running. Since T knew one of the guys and was familiar with the car he drove, the police were able to find the car fairly quickly with the bandanas and bags. We had to follow up as witnesses, but the two guys ended up confessing and spent a year in jail. I lived in a bad part of town in a shitty apartment with an ex of mine. There were sketchy people all over. Anyway, one night I hear loud pounding on my door. I didn't have kids at the time, so I stored my shotgun in the closet. I grabbed it and slowly walked to the door. When I was about 10 feet from it, I yelled out, "Who is it? What do you want?" A man says he's looking for someone that I didn't know, so I told him, "No one lives here by that name." He continues knocking, and at that point I rack a shot shell into the shotgun, and I immediately hear running and stumbling down the stairs. It was at least 2 dudes. Anyway, that's my story. My dad did, when I was a kid. We lived in the hood and the upstairs in our house was 2 bedrooms and 1 bath. Me and both my siblings were in our bedroom and my parents were in theirs. The alarm started going off, and my dad instantly scooped all of us into his room, and pushed his massive bed in front of the door. We had a bunch of guns too, but my dad said it just wasn't worth killing them over the minor valuables we had downstairs. They stole a box TV, a microwave, a video camera, and a few stupid minor things. It was maybe like $300 worth of stuff at the time, and my dad said he wasn't going to shoot them unless they threatened our lives, and they didn't even come upstairs.